Hello, this is Gil, your host on According to You, where the listeners get to pick the topic of conversation. But on this special 10-part series I call Local Business, I invite the local small businesses owners and go behind the scenes, which will be filmed and recorded in Pearland, Pennsylvania. We'll talk about the ups and downs of 2020, how some survived and some did not have the means to move forward. We'll go behind the scenes and ask the owners how they started and what motivated them in opening the type of business they own. So with no further delay, my first guest, who owns a deli in Freeland, let's welcome Mr. Francisco.
Hello, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I understand that you're a very busy cook, and I know that you don't have the time to be coming in and out, but I do appreciate that you are here. And as I explained to everybody, that what we're doing is pretty much introducing the owners of the local area, and we want to know the behind the scenes. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, how did you get involved in the art of cooking?
Well, it's a long story. When I come to United States, I work in New Jersey. I started watching Pot and Pan, but I get excited when I see the dish coming out. So I asked the chef, so you can help me out to become a cook. And then a short time, I become a cook in New Jersey. And then after that, I run a couple hotel and a restaurant. And that's my art. And that's what become a cook in Jersey.
Okay, so when you say you're a cook, are you like a fast cook, or are you a chef, or like what would be your title when somebody tells you or ask you, what type of cook are you?
Well, I might am a little bit of everything. I can consider myself a chef. I can consider myself a cook because I can do anything.
Okay, when you say anything, and you say I consider myself a chef, what constitutes a person to be a chef? What is it that you need to cook that says, you know what, this guy's a chef?
Okay. It's easy. Chef don't cook. And then I'm a cook. And I can become a chef. I can be a chef because I can take a pen and piece of paper and become a chef. But I don't like it. I like to be behind the line.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think we all should appreciate that, because I know myself, I go to your place and I enjoy all the different types of food that you have. You have Italian food, you have Spanish food, and this is pretty difficult to do when you can cook so many different types of dishes. And you also have this one particular sandwich that you make that I think a lot of people come to your place and purchase there. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. What are these sandwiches? Do they have numbers on them? Do you have a name for them?
Once I had the number one, the most selling sandwich in my store is number one, number four, and number six.
Okay. And what is the number one?
Number one is Italian cold cut sandwich.
Okay. Have you ever thought, do you remember, and I'm also going to be speaking to the listeners, does anybody remember the company called Blimpies, where they did sandwiches? Do you remember that company?
Yes, I do. This is New York City.
Yeah, that's right. And then they also came out with Subways.
Yes.
Which they also make sandwiches.
Yes.
Well, if you don't mind, and I don't know how people are going to react to it, but I'd like to call your number one, number four, and number six. Is that the three that you said that are the...
That's the most popular sandwich in my
The store. Most popular ones. Yeah, I think I'm going to call them torpedoes. Is that okay with you? Can I walk in and say, can I have the number one torpedo?
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what? I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what I'm going to do. Here's a question for you. You mentioned New York. Are you originally from New York?
When I come to the United States, yes. I'm in Manhattan by William Byrd Bridge. That's my house.
Okay.
And a few months later, I moved out to New Jersey. And then from New Jersey, it's a little farther to come to work. And then I moved close. I moved to Wayne. And from Wayne, I don't like it. I go back to Brooklyn. And from Brooklyn, I go back to New Jersey.
Okay. There's a lot of places that you can go to. Why Freeland?
Well, Freeland has a special, what you call it? It's like a special, like when you come to Freeland, it's like you want to stay. When you come from town like Paterson, New Jersey, or Brooklyn,
okay,
you come to play like Freeland, so quiet town like this, you don't want to go back.
Okay.
It's so different. When you come to Freeland, you see the peace. And then you want to grow up your family and play like this.
Okay. Well, that's great. So what you're saying is the environment is different.
Yes.
Okay. So the people around Freeland are more friendlier and they're more outgoing. And it's a family type of place that you would want to have your kids in.
Well, you walk into to a street in Paris or on a street in New York, nobody say hello to you.
Gotcha.
You come into Freeland, you raise your arm, everybody say hello to you.
Great. Okay.
They don't see color, they don't see nationality. You raise the arm, they say hello to you.
Wow, that's great.
You don't see that in New York, or you don't see that in New Jersey.
Okay, I like that. Well, see, now me personally, I know this is not about me, but I live here about over 20 years. And I am originally from New York and the Bronx.
Okay.
And so I am going to agree with you as far as raising kids.
Yes.
My kids were 8 and 2. And I did great with them. But like I said, this is not about me. But I do agree with you.
Thank you.
In the year 2020, it was a tough year for all types of businesses. How did it affect you and your family? Did it affect you bad, good, and different?
Yes, it affected me very bad, and I almost shut down.
Okay.
But every single time someone walk in through the door, especially from Freeland, all the town around Freeland, like Drums, Whitehaven, and Jero, all these little town, they comes in. They give me a little push out. They keep saying, please don't close. Better times comes in. Don't close. And a lot of people told me, don't close, Francisco. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. I closed for 2 weeks. And then in the time I closed down, I keep saying to my wife, I believe we're going to do better. When I opened the door back and two and a half weeks later, I opened the door, I see the support I have for Freeland people and the little town around like Jero, Drums, Whitehaven,
okay,
that they support me very good because I stay open, I pay my bill. So I mean, I appreciate what the town Freeland and the little town around Freeland do for me.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful. Yeah. You hear that, Freeland? We all thank you for that and all the other towns around you. With that said, I know that your time is precious, and I do appreciate the fact that you came down. So I hope that the people are listening. It's a great story, and I'm going to let go ahead and say goodbye, and hopefully I'll have you on the show again in the year 2022 and see how 21 came out, because this is a new year.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I'm doing this is because I want things to change to the better. 2020 is the past. Let's move forward for all businesses, whether you're a small business, a medium business, whether you've been here for years, or even whether you just started a business and you're opening up a place. It would be nice for everybody to support each other, not just the locals, but the businesses themselves.
Yes.
Where you could say, somebody walked in and bought one of those torpedo sandwiches, and you turn around and say, well, you know, they may want to ask you, well, what can I get a screwdriver? You turn around and say, what? Listen, you know what? Right down the block, they sell. Everybody looks out for everybody. And I think we'll be doing a lot better this year than we did last year. With that said, I thank you again and hope to see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, that's it for now. But I hope that I actually have an upcoming guest, which is, I'm not going to tell you his name, but he is the new business that opened up right across the street from Cisco, and that would be the barber. But we're going to catch up with him, and hopefully we'll have him on the show very soon. But that's it. I'm going to leave you with this. Keep listening and keep talking.